Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziva Gahagun B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing what people in a chatzer who live here, they jointly own together, their shutfin, are chayv to pay for. Kaifin Oisai Livnoi's base shar v'dalos l'chatzer. We can force residents of a chatzer to build a base shar, which is the guard house. That's where the guard sits. This prevents unwanted people from coming in, and that's a normal thing to be built on a chatzer. Therefore, all the residents of a chatzer could be forced to chip in for this. However, Shimon Gamliel Emer, he says, like all chatzers, base shower. Not every chatzer is fit to have a base shower, this guardhouse. Back in the day, the setup often was that they had many chatzeros open into something called a mavoi, an alleyway, and that alleyway was open into the Rishus Rabim. And therefore, it would only be the chatzeros that are closer to the Rishus Rabim that would be able to force the residents to pay for a base shower, this guardhouse, because the people of the Rishus Rabim would be more inclined to go into those chatzeros or look inside, as opposed to the ones further back in the mavoi, and therefore those ones further back would not be able to force the residents to pay for a base shower. Now, once we're on this topic, we go on to something similar. We can force residents of a city to all pay for a wall, doors, and a lock for the doors. That's pretty obvious why we want to protect it from the enemy. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues as well, not all cities are fit to have a wall. If the city is near the border and you have to be afraid of the enemy, so fine. But if it's not near the border, there's no fear that the enemy is going to come in. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you can force the residents of the city to chip in for a wall. However, we don't paskin like him because sometimes the enemy will invade anyway, and therefore, even if the city's in the middle of the country, we can force the residents to pay for a wall, doors, and a lock. Now, just to clarify, how long does a person have to be in a city, and he's considered like the people of the city, that he has to help pay for these expenses? 12 months. However, if he bought a dira, he bought an apartment or a house in it, he's considered like the people of the city right away, because he bought a house there, as he's considered a permanent resident, even right away. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we go back to discussing this concept we had mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, Din Chalukah. That sometimes a chatzer is large enough that it has din chaluka, it's able to be split, and in this scenario, one partner could force the other to divide the chatzer with him, even though he doesn't want to. And here the Mishnah clarifies, Ein chalkan es chatzer, achei arba amas lezeh v'arba amas lezeh. We can't divide the chatzer, meaning one partner can't force the other to divide it, unless each one is going to walk away with at least 4 amas. And v'lo yaseh sadeh, one partner can't force the other to divide a field that they jointly own, achei ba tisha kaban lezeh v'tisha kaban lezeh, until each one of them is going to walk away with 9 kaban of land, because that's considered something chashuv. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, "Achei ba tishas chatzoy kaban lezeh v'tishas chatzoy kaban lezeh." Each one has to only walk away with 9 half kaban. And Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing. It's just that in Rabbi Yehuda's place, the land was so fertile and fine that something half the size produced as much as the Tanakama's land. Continuing with something similar, v'layas hagina, we can't force partners to divide a vegetable garden that they own. Achei ba chatzi kaban lezeh v'chatzi kaban lezeh. Each one has to walk away with at least half of a kav. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argues and says, "Beis roiva, only a quarter of a kav." Onto other things. Now, these two things, which are basically very large houses or mansions, not a dove coat, which is basically where doves and pigeons live, not a garment that's jointly owned, not a bathhouse, not an olive press, it has to be that each one walks away with something significant. And Zaklav, this is the rule. If when they split it, it's still going to have its name on it, they're able to force each other to divide, but if not, they can't force each other. Namely, when they divide one of these things that we just mentioned, or anything, it has to be that it's still called the thing that originally was called. So if we have a mansion and we divide it, and now it's not called a mansion anymore, it's just called a house, so then the partners can't force each other to divide it. But if it's so big and they split it in half, it's still called a mansion, so they could force each other to divide it. Now the Mishnah clarifies, Amasai, when is this? Bizman she'in shneim roitzim. If they don't want, so then they can't force each other to divide. Al bizman she'in roitzim. If they both want to divide it, afilu b'pachas mikan yachleiku. Even if it's less than this, they could divide it because they agreed to it, even though it's not going to be something significant. And lastly, v'chisvei akodesh, when we're talking about holy scrolls, such as Torah Nevim or Ksuvim. Afal Pishish name writes him, even if both of them want to divide them, Loyach Leku, they're not allowed to split them. This is talking about where it's all in one big scroll, we're not allowed to cut it in half, because that's a Gnai, that's a degradation, a Bizayon to the scroll. However, if it's multiple scrolls that are owned by them, for example, they own Sefer Yeshua and Shaiftim, and they said, okay, let's divide, I'll take the Yeshua, you take the Shaiftim, that's okay, because it's not a one scroll, it's in two separate ones, and so there's no Bizayon to these Kesvei Kaidash. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.